This is Central Time. In President Biden's address before Congress earlier this week, he laid out a long list of priorities, including subsidizing child care and providing free community college. But how will he pay for it all? Biden says part of the money will come from cracking down on corporations and wealthier Americans who have been avoiding paying their taxes. Here's Biden speaking on Wednesday.
A lot of companies also evade taxes through tax havens in Switzerland and Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. And they benefit from tax loopholes and deductions for offshoring jobs and shifting profits overseas. It's not right. We're going to reform corporate taxes so they pay their fair share and help pay for the public investments their businesses will benefit from as well.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see the IRS go after big businesses and wealthier Americans who avoid taxes? Do you have questions about how tax avoidance works? Are you worried about the idea of increasing the budget at the IRS? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jesse Drucker is an investigative reporter at the New York Times. Jesse, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you've been following these issues for quite a while now, Jesse, and I want to start with an example that you looked closely at of how large corporations can avoid taxes. Bristol-Myers Squibb, can you give us just some of their story as an example?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, Bristol-Myers, you know, the big drug company, had a situation back in 2012 where they figured out a way to essentially import deductions they were generating from some of their offshore operations in Ireland to help them avoid paying U.S. federal income taxes. And the IRS got wind of this plan, which involved a very kind of convoluted partnership set up offshore, and said that it pretty clearly violated an anti-abuse statute that had been in the law for several years. And so this is kind of one of, you know, many sort of offshore games that big companies like Google, Apple, Pfizer, take your pick, have been playing for years to avoid hundreds of billions of dollars in income taxes. And, you know, the Biden administration is proposing a plan to try to put an end to that.
Yeah. So the Biden administration wants to put more money into the IRS to do this kind of enforcement. Can you talk about what the state of affairs is at the IRS? Are they really stretched thin to where it's hard to go after these complicated tax avoidance plans?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, the Biden plan has kind of a few different prongs. One is to actually look at changes to existing law. And then the other is to beef up enforcement at the IRS so that they can enforce the law. And the IRS has really been gutted. I mean, you know, kind of periodically, in some ways, it began in the Clinton administration, kind of bounced back a little bit in Bush 2, then kind of the decline starts again with Obama. But I mean, just to kind of give you one example, you know, 8 years ago, the IRS performed 40,000 audits of millionaires. Last year, they performed 11,000 audits, right? So that's, I mean, just kind of doing the math in my head, that's roughly a 75% reduction in the number of audits they're doing of millionaires. And part of the reason for that is the IRS has almost half as many auditors as it did 10 years ago. So, you know, the agency is kind of the kind of trend over the years has basically been to gut its enforcement mechanism. And so what they're seeking to do is basically get the budget of the IRS back to where it was about a decade ago and then a little bit more. But, you know, it's largely to kind of recover all the funding that's been lost to that agency over the year.
Is there a sense of how much money isn't going to the federal government that is technically supposed to be?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's kind of an official gap known as it's what's called the tax gap. It's the spread between kind of what actually was probably owed and what went uncollected. And that was about $380 billion per year. But, you know, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig recently told Congress that he thought it was actually could be as high as $1 trillion a year. So there's kind of that gap. But then you also have to keep in mind that the Biden administration is actually talking about changing a lot of the laws to gather even more revenue. So, you know, they're proposing pretty far reaching changes, not just in kind of the IRS's ability to enforce the law, but also changing the laws themselves.
Yeah. Could you talk about what some of the law changes themselves would be apart from the enforcement?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, please feel free to stop me because obviously there's many proposals. I mean, one that would affect like the Bristol-Myers situation is they're proposing a minimum tax that big companies would pay offshore so that the days of being able to move money into the Cayman Islands or Switzerland and have rates of 2 or 3% on your profits offshore would go up to the current proposal they have is 21%. So that would be a very big change. Another change for individuals that they're proposing having the capital gains rate go up. That's the rate that people pay on, you know, if you sell a share in Apple or sell your home, that for very wealthy people, that rate, instead of being deeply discounted the way it is now, it's currently a 20% rate. For some people, a little higher, but for 20% would be taxed just like regular old income. So like very high earners, instead of paying 20% on the sale of their shares in public companies, for instance, instead of paying 20%, would pay as high as close to 40%.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Gianni in Marquette County is with us. Gianni, hello.
Yes, good afternoon. I support some of what President Biden wants to do across the board. I think it's long overdue. The tax cheats need to be investigated by the IRS. But my question is, when are we going to see the rollback of this insane tax cut done by the Trump administration? Are we going to see that this year or next year? But you can't keep spending unless there is money coming into the coffers. You can't keep printing it. So when are we going to see these reforms take place?
Johnny, thanks for the call. With what you were talking about last there, the tax cuts under President Trump, I think from 2017, Jesse, is that something people are talking about rolling back? Well, I know there's talk of at least bringing up the corporate tax rate somewhat from the level set in 2017.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a funny question, right? Because there's a way in which, so the kind of short answer is they're not seeking to fully undo those cuts. That's what's kind of funny about this, right? Like the corporate tax rate before 2017 was 35%. The Republicans cut it to 21%. And the Biden administration is proposing to raise it so it kind of splits the difference to 28%. So, you know, the bottom line there is that the corporate rate would still be significantly lower than it was just a few years ago. But I think some of the other things they're talking about are far more wide-reaching changes that would kind of more than offset the fact that some of the rollbacks of the Trump tax cuts are a bit moderate, if that makes sense. In other words, they're seeking to undo some of the Trump tax cuts to some degree, but then they're proposing to do a lot of other things that were not even affected during the Trump years.
Thanks for the call, Gianni. We're talking to Jesse Drucker, a reporter at the New York Times. He's with us today to talk about President Biden's plans to crack down on corporations and wealthy Americans who avoid paying taxes and his efforts to change the tax codes in general so that some of those wealthier corporations would be on the hook for more money. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of what you've heard from the Biden administration on taxes for corporations and wealthier Americans? How about some more funding for the IRS to enforce existing tax laws? What questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about the Biden administration's efforts to go after high earners and big businesses who avoid taxes and other changes proposed in the tax code. Jesse Drucker is with us from New York Times, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. And Jesse, something you were talking about just a few moments ago, you know, we could talk about raising or lowering corporate tax rates. A lot of people point out that percentage, whatever it might be, doesn't reflect the actual tax rate paid by corporations. How different can those be?
And how different can what companies actually pay from
exactly
what? Oh, well, they can be quite different. I mean, I think, you know, over the years, it would be quite common for big multinationals to pay taxes at a rate of half of the 35% rate. So, but, you know, that's part of the reason that what the Biden folks are proposing to do is to not just raise the rate, but also to provide basically for a minimum tax. Because the most common way that big tech companies and big drug companies, for instance, avoid paying U.S. federal income taxes is to push profits offshore into places like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands and Switzerland, et cetera. And then kind of once you get it there, it's very easy to pay taxes at the low single digit rates. And so the theory is that they want to change the law so that even if they do push it offshore, they're still going to pay a pretty significant amount. So in theory, there will always be a gap between our corporate rate and kind of what they actually pay. But the theory is that the gap would be much smaller.
I've heard some about efforts to work with other countries and get kind of a global agreement to say, hey, we're going to try to make it so that companies can't so easily avoid taxes here by crossing in one way or another the border over there. That sounds really complicated to me. Is that something that you see maybe happening?
Yeah, so I mean, that's really interesting. And that's actually a process that's been going on now for a little over 8 years. There's an organization called the OECD, which is basically like a group of, among others, tax regulators from countries around the world, including the US. And beginning in early 2013, they kind of got together because these countries were basically sick of big US multinationals coming into their markets and not paying any income taxes. And so they've been pushing for a variety of changes. And now, at least sort of conceptually, the Biden administration seems to be kind of signed on. What's sort of interesting about that is that that process overseas began when the Obama folks were still in power. And the Obama administration was not great on that issue. You know, they were, I wouldn't say necessarily explicitly resisting those efforts, but they sort of dragged their feet. And so it's a very big change in the Biden Treasury Department compared to the Obama Treasury Department on this issue.
Pretty much everything we've talked about so far, Jesse, coming from the Biden administration would have to go through Congress, and who knows what happens when something arrives in Congress. But are there things that the administration can do with this kind of enforcement? I don't know, changing priorities at the IRS or something like that, where they can tackle some of these issues without Congress signing off?
I think the short answer is no, right? I mean, there are plenty of things in the tax policy world that the Treasury Department can do unilaterally without Congress. That's definitely true. The Biden folks could do a lot of important things unilaterally without congressional approval. But in terms of the bottom line, which is the ability of the IRS to police the system without a significant increase in budget and manpower, it's just sort of not feasible. I mean, the numbers are so extreme, right? I mean, we have literally half as many IRS revenue agents as we did 10 years ago, you know, and you look at the expansion of the economy in that period, you know, if you were to somehow control for that, it's even more extreme. So, I mean, I would say that currently that's kind of impossible. You can change policy, but it's pretty hard to understand how you could enforce the law without getting approval from Congress to increase funding at the agency.
We'll leave it there. Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Jesse Drucker, investigative reporter at the New York Times. He was with us today to talk about President Biden's plans to crack down on high earners and big corporations that avoid taxes and to change the tax code on those corporations and wealthier Americans. As you heard, a lot of it hangs on what Congress does with it.